What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's as simple to say as you take it one day at a time, but I think you really got to buy into that. Take today and attack today and try and win today's game, and then, you know, kind of do the same thing. You know, I think it's easy sometimes if you're struggling or if you're kind of going through some things to try and want to make it up all in one swoop. But I think it's, you know, we're still in a good spot. And I think, you know, we just focus on the day ahead, try and go 1-0 that day and compound small victories that turn into big victories. So.
Is it hard to, like, I look back at last year and I look at record-wise, you guys are in a better spot this year than you were at this time last year, but can you take anything from that, knowing that you guys had such a good run down the stretch that it can turn around that fast, or because of just the overall length of this kind of drought, it's a little bit harder?
No, I mean, I think that's one thing, you know, that we talked about in spring training for the guys that were here last year is, you know, being able to use the experience that we had the first 2 months versus the last 3 months and, you know, use that to get off to a good start, which we did. And you're going to run into rough patches. You're going to run into times where you might be doing everything right and the cards just don't fall your way. So I don't think it's you let it get to you. I think we have that experience, and I've said it before, but I would much rather take where we're at today than where we were on August 12th of last year. So I think everything's in front of us. What's happened has happened, and you know, we have a lot of guys that went through those two phases of the season last year, and we have a lot of new guys that improve our team. So I think, you know, with both of those, having, you know, the experience to lean on from last year, but also fresh perspectives and fresh takes, I think you know, we just got to stick with our work, stick together, and show up every day ready to win that game.
The rotation's obviously a new, unique thing because you guys don't play every single day, but you've been able to go deep into games. Some of the starters haven't had the same type of success. Have you been able to kind of help guys out a little bit and try to work with them in between starts that hopefully the rotation does get to a point where guys are going 6-7 innings?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we've shown that we can be one of the best rotations in the league with the start that we had and kind of where we ranked in a lot of the categories. And so, you know, I think it would be different if the starting pitching was the only thing that was kind of not firing at what we know is our best. But I think, you know, whether you're a guy that goes deep into games, whether you're not, like, we're still one unit as a rotation, and you want every guy to go 6-7 innings in a game or more. So I think for me, you know, it's been obviously focusing on my start days and being ready for those. But I think, you know, I've been in that spot where I wasn't getting deep into games. I was not getting to the 6-inning mark, and it stinks, and no one wants to be in that spot. And I don't think anyone's trying to. I think our guys are preparing as best they can and continuing to try and evolve and make changes. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's the way that I see it is We've had a lot of performances that could have easily ended up in six plus innings. And sometimes it's going to go your way. Sometimes it's not. But I think, you know, I think every guy in the rotation has full confidence that we are going to get back to a point where, if the day calls for it, the starter's going to be able to get us into a good spot. And we know the offense is going to keep fighting. And we know obviously what our bullpen has. And how it's improved after the deadline. And so, yeah, I think it's a matter of, you know, sticking together, helping each other out, and just, you know, continuing to work hard and ride it out. Because I do think at some point it is going to turn and it's going to look different. But, yeah, I think it's a lot of it is, you know, learning from your mistakes but also letting the past go and then getting on to the next start. Trying to give the team a chance to win every time you get the ball.
David, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.